This video is just a quick update on the person that the Christians call Hizqiyahu ben David. He is also called the Yanukah. About a year ago, in April, the Christians claimed that we, the Jews here in Israel, proclaimed this person as our Jewish Mashiach, or the Jewish Messiah, which we have all been waiting for. Now, I've already made a couple of videos on this person that the Christians call Hizqiyahu ben David. In one of the videos I made called "Is He the Jewish Mashiach?" I explained everything that happened in the video that went viral, explaining that most of the things that the Christians see in that video is not us, the Jews, worshipping this rabbi, God forbid, but rather most of what's happening in that video is due to Jewish customs and Jewish respect for someone with great Torah knowledge. I made a subsequent video called "Who is Hizqiyahu ben David?" where I explained that his real name is actually Rabbi Shlomo Yehuda Be'eri. You can find all these videos that I've mentioned in the description below. Now, it's been more than a year since the Christians claimed that we proclaimed this rabbi as our Mashiach. And clearly, if that was true, then everyone would know and everyone would be talking about it in Israel. The other way we would know if he is in fact the Mashiach is we would be seeing the third temple rebuilt on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, something that unfortunately has not taken place yet. This is a clear biblical prophecy that the Mashiach must rebuild the temple. We would also be seeing world peace, which is what is mentioned in Isaiah, a clear prophecy of the Mashiach. And if you've looked at the news recently, unfortunately, we still do not have world peace. Also, to be the Jewish Mashiach, we just need to look at the name of the word Mashiach. Mashiach is a king, Melech, anointed by oil, Shemen. Now, no one has proclaimed this rabbi, Shlomo Yehuda Be'eri, which the Christians call Hizqiyahu ben David, as our Mashiach. Now, I've received thousands of comments saying, but he's got great Torah knowledge and he's very young, and a lot of big and old rabbis is showing him great respect. And we as the Jewish people are fortunate to have many great rabbis still alive today. We have many great young rabbis that have superb Torah knowledge and dedicate themselves day and night studying the Torah, both the written Torah as well as our oral Torah. That is also where the name, the Yanukah, comes from. This is not the first rabbi that got the name Yanukah. Yanukah means a young Torah genius, and this name has been in use for centuries with many great rabbis having such a title. After reviewing all these thousands of comments I received on my previous video, I decided to launch a new series called Bible Study, where we will take things from the very beginning. And I've already released the first video called "Is There a God and Who Is He?" And from there, we will move on to other subjects like how do we know that the Torah, the first five books of Moses, is in fact given by God. I hope this clears up all the questions of everyone that is commenting on my two previous videos that has recently resurfaced. And may our long-awaited Mashiach come soon. May he rebuild the third temple and may he usher in a new age of world peace. Shavua Tov.